Hey everyone, it's been a while, so it's time for another news roundup. You know the drill. Let's start with casting news. I'm going to run through this stuff pretty quickly because I don't have much to say. Deborah Jo Rupp is returning as Mrs. Hart in Agatha Coven of Chaos. Pretty cool. William H. Macy and Deechan Lackman are joining Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Aaron Taylor Johnson has been cast in Nosferatu, Robert Eggers' next movie. That's really cool. Gladiator 2 will star Paul Mescal, which is awesome. This is a highlight. Paul Mescal, great actor in After Sun. He gave one of the best performances of the year. So this definitely greatly increases my excitement for Gladiator 2. Alex Wolff has joined Quiet Place Day One, which is cool. You got Austin Abrams and Amy Ryan joining the Brad Pitt, George Clooney, John Watts Apple TV Plus thriller. Tim Blake Nelson has joined Dune Part 2. Ayo Edebiri and Steven Yeun have joined Thunderbolts. This is awesome. Edebiri, I'm not too familiar with, but Steven Yeun is one of my favorite actors. He is incredible, and I'm just really excited to see what role they give him in Marvel. Hopefully, it's something worthy of his talents. Emma Corrin has been cast in Deadpool 3, which is really cool. Clancy Brown, who just was really great in John Wick Chapter 4, is joining the Penguin HBO Max series. Sigourney Weaver is joining Robert Pattinson in The Gorge, which is really cool. That is Scott Derrickson's next movie, I think. Jon Bernthal is back as Punisher in Daredevil Born Again, and Sandrine Holt will be playing Vanessa Fisk, which is a recast from the original Netflix series. First of all, Jon Bernthal back is awesome. I'm excited to see what he does with it. I still am of the belief that this Daredevil is still, it's the MCU Daredevil. It's not the same one as the Netflix one. I think they're going to keep a lot of the backstory the same, but I think technically it's still two different Daredevils, and I think this recasting proves that. But I'm excited to see what Sandrine Holt does in this role. Barry Keoghan and Denzel Washington have also joined Gladiator 2, and again, this is awesome. Barry Keoghan, now Oscar nominated, one of our most exciting young actors, fantastic in everything I've seen him in. And then Denzel Washington, I mean, one of the greatest actors ever. This is awesome, and my hype for Gladiator 2 has totally like doubled or tripled because of all this news. Hannah Waddingham of Ted Lasso fame is in Mission Impossible 8, which is cool. And then Demetrius Grossi will be playing Grim Reaper in the Disney Plus Wonder Man series, as well as Ed Harris is joining in an unknown role, and this is really cool. I don't know much about the character of Grim Reaper in Marvel, but I'm excited to see what they do with him, and I'm excited to see how he fits into Wonder Man. And then obviously Ed Harris is a great actor, and I'm curious to see what his role is. Let's now move on from the castings to the other news. Michael Giacchino will direct a reboot of the 1954 sci-fi man-eating monster movie, Them. This is awesome. First of all, Michael Giacchino, we already know he's a great director because Werewolf by Night was awesome, and he did a great job with that. And a sci-fi man-eating monster movie. I'm really excited to see what he does with this. The original is pretty iconic, but I'm very excited for this. Moving on, Wyatt Russell and Kerry Condon will star in supernatural thriller Night Swim, which revolves around a hidden source of terror found in a backyard swimming pool. This sounds really cool. I'm really only interested in this because Wyatt Russell, who was great in Falcon and Winter Soldier, who's a great actor, and then Kerry Condon, who probably was one of the better options to win Best Supporting Actress, who was fantastic in Banshees of Inisherin. They're both really great actors, and I'm just excited to see whatever their next projects are. Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell will star in an upcoming major rom-com. This is pretty cool. It does seem like Hollywood is trying to bring back the rom-com a little bit, which is good to see. It kind of was a dead genre for a while, but I'm looking forward to this, and I like Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell are both good actors. Next up, Antoine Fuqua is developing a Michael Jackson biopic starring Jafar Jackson, who is Michael's nephew. And this is really interesting. I think our music biopic trend, which has been happening the last 5 years, has had some mixed results, so I can't get too excited about this. Antoine Fuqua, he's a good director. I am hesitant about this, but I'm very curious. It could be something great. Tron 3 is happening with the director of the first two coming back, and Jared Leto is returning to his role. Bad Boys 4 has been announced. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are returning. This is pretty cool. Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston will star in a body swap comedy from Palm Springs director. This is also cool. Palm Springs was really good, so I'm looking forward to this. Next up, Gael Garcia Bernal is joining Nicole Kidman in the thriller Holland, Michigan, which is described as a Hitchcock-style thriller involving secrets that lurk beneath a Midwestern town. This sounds really interesting. Again, this one I'm just interested in for the actors. Nicole Kidman, great actress, and then Gael Garcia Bernal is one of my favorites. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what this is. Next up, a live-action How to Train Your Dragon movie is in the works from the same director of the animated movies. And part of me, I'm really mixed on this. Part of me is like, why do we need to do this? And also, what is the messaging of this? We're saying that, like, well, animated movies, if they're good in animation, it's like an upgrade to go to live action, or it's like, it's almost like it's legitimizing them or validating them being good when we bring them to live action, which I don't like because animation is a completely valid genre on its own. Also, why would you take something that's so good in animation and threaten to ruin it in live action and create something that probably won't live up to the original? But also, I get it from a business standpoint, it makes sense. And also, it does have potential. How to Train Your Dragon has some cool live action potential, but I don't know how to feel about this. We'll just have to wait and see. Moving on, Star Wars Vision Season 2 will be releasing May 4th on Disney Plus with 9 new shorts from 9 new studios from across the globe. And this is really awesome. I think we've talked about this before. I'm very excited that they're not just doing Japanese anime, they're doing animation from all over the world, and I'm looking forward to this. Next up, Octavia Spencer, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Lucy Liu will lead the comedy Nobody, Nothing, Nowhere, which is the story of Ruth, one of the non-people human-looking beings designed and trained for the sole purpose of filling in a realistic world for a bland guy named Dave, the only person that actually exists on Earth. Tired of serving as an extra in someone else's life, Ruth is ready to demand a life of her own. This sounds really interesting. I'm liking the sci-fi premise, and I like this cast, so I'm looking forward to seeing what this is. Colin Trevorrow is directing an Atlantis movie, and I don't care. Colin Trevorrow, I haven't liked anything he's done in a long time, so I'm not really looking forward to this. Sacha Baron Cohen and Kiki Palmer are set to star in David O. Russell's next movie, Super Toys. They play 70s toy sale reps on a life and death mission to save themselves, their marriage, and their 12-year-old daughter while on the road in Middle America. I would be excited for this. I like Sacha Baron Cohen. Kiki Palmer is a great actor, but David O. Russell's last movie was Amsterdam, which I thought was absolutely terrible. I couldn't stand that movie. So we'll just have to wait and see. Next up, Amazon has a Spider-Man Noir live action series in development, which is the first of its new initiative with Sony. And this is awesome. I'm really looking forward to this. I think there's so much potential here, and this is just really cool all around. Almost done. We've got John Boyega starring in The Freshening with Cathy Ann set to direct. The sci-fi romance follows a world where a public health initiative causes every American to receive an injection, after which they only see others as the same race and gender as themselves. And this sounds cool. First of all, John Boyega, great actor. I'm glad to see him getting more good roles. Cathy Ann, good director. I really liked Birds of Prey. I might be in the minority on that one. And then this premise sounds so interesting. Sounds like such a great sci-fi premise. There's so much to explore here. It asks a really interesting question, and I'm already super intrigued. I'm very excited for this. Next up, Jonathan Majors has his next movie with Spike Lee, Da Understudy. The movie tells the story of life imitating art when the understudy of a Broadway production finds a role he's willing to kill for. This sounds really interesting. Obviously, Spike Lee is one of our greatest directors, so I'm looking forward to this. Next up, HBO is nearing a deal for a 7-season Harry Potter series, each season based on one of the books. And I think you probably saw the reaction on social media was super negative. And actually, I think this sounds pretty cool. First of all, business-wise, you can't blame them. This makes perfect sense. Of course, they're going to want to mine this IP. Creatively, I get it. It is creatively bankrupt. It is a bad sign. The studios are just diving back into the same stuff over and over. And I know that the Harry Potter movies are so special to some people, and this can't live up to them. But as someone who loves the Harry Potter books, who isn't a big fan of the Harry Potter movies, I like them, but I don't love them. I think there's actually some potential here. And I think having a full season for each book, I really think this could be something really cool. And the fact that this is HBO, and HBO only produces really high quality stuff. I might be the only person in the world who is kind of excited by the potential here, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And then our final news story for today, Quentin Tarantino has set his final movie, his 10th movie, called The Movie Critic. Details are being kept under wraps, but the story is being set in late 1970s Los Angeles with a female lead at its center, and I can't wait. Obviously, it's a Tarantino movie. The Movie Critic is obviously really interesting. There's nothing else I can say. I just can't wait. I'm currently on a binge through all of Tarantino's filmography. I've seen Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, and Jackie Brown. I'm now on the Kill Bill movies. And it's no surprise to say that Quentin Tarantino is an incredible director. So I just can't wait for this. And I'm very excited to see what he has cooking up. And with that, we have reached the end of this news roundup. Look for another one soon because there's still a lot I got to talk about. What did you think of all this news? What's your favorite story, least favorite story? Let me know in the comments, the email, the voicemail, or the form. And all those links are in the description. Thank you so much for listening and have a good day.